So I wake up to this notification on my phone and this Facebook message from some dude who I don't know, but I'm friends with. I accept friend requests. I accept if you send me a friend request and I don't know who you are, I just fucking unfollow so I don't see your bullshit. 'Cause it's mostly like fucking sparkly memes or whatever the fuck. Just pictures of mountains for no goddamn reason. And but this I don't know who this motherfucker is, but he said, word of advice, either the hair or the beard has to go. And then a thumbs up. I don't know what to do with that. I don't well, first of all, I wouldn't understand the concern. And they're a set. I can't have one without the other. Oh, I could have. I mean, I could. I don't want to. I just wouldn't. 'Cause then it's like I'm maintaining one thing, and I don't want to maintain anything. I want to do nothing. That's what I do. Is I don't cut anything, and I don't give a shit. But this person seems to care. I guess I should just be happy that somebody is. Hey, I have an opinion about your head. And people are thinking about me. He didn't say he listens to this, but if he said he listens to this podcast, then I would take it as a fun joke. It's probably a joke of some sort, right? Now that I'm being, because my first reaction to everything is anger, which I need to. I need to pull back from I but I've been saying that for since before this show, but at least throughout the existence of this show. So you've heard about that a number of times. I'll stop. Whatever. Whatever, Dale. I won't give you his last name. I'm not sending my minions to attack. Not that you're my minions. Not that you're the kind of people that attack people on social media, you know? But I'm not doxing anybody. There's plenty of Dales on Facebook. You're not going to find out who this person is. All right. I guess look at the news, see what's going on for this week that's not related to this Kavanaugh bozo. I don't care for this Kavanaugh guy. I don't like him to begin with just because he went to like a fancy prep school and his mom's a judge and shit. Fuck that dude. Sorry if you're a privileged person who, hey, why don't you like old money? I don't think I have those types of people listening though. I don't see old money people as listening to podcasts. Yeah, I think they would find it beneath them. They have a lot of rules, the old money folk, of what's acceptable and what's unacceptable. And I think we should be burning their homes down and starting a class war. So there we that's where we disagree. I think that they don't they think that we shouldn't do that. And I think that we should. So it's kind of an impasse. Putin's most prominent critic leaves jail, then arrested again on his way out. Oh, well, there's a real gotcha. Hey, you can go. No, you can't. That Russia must be a wacky place to live. I mean, well, first of all, I think it's cold, which. Why is anybody living where it's cold? How do they keep people in a cold country? You don't ever think about moving? I know it's not easy, but the cold doesn't get you. I mean, every winter I'm like, maybe I should move to California. And then but by the time I get my shit together, it's spring. And then I'm like, ah, it's good here. And then I forget there's another winter coming. But who knows, I might have spent my last winter in New York. Okay. Dallas police officer Amber Geiger fired over Botham Jean shooting. Oh, finally. She's the one that shot the dude in his own apartment. And after a review, they found that to be not good. Oh, yeah, you went into somebody's apartment and shot them. Well, we got to check this out. So it was their apartment. They found marijuana. He was high, maybe, in his own apartment? Well, maybe he should have got shot. No, that's a terrible story. And, well, at least you got fired. I'm laughing at the absurdity of it. Obesity to be linked to more female cancers than smoking. So, you can smoke, but don't eat. Well, smoking's bad too, of course. I tell the kids, stay off the cigarettes. Vape it up. Hit that new, the new stuff. But, the obesity is an epidemic. Because, they put sugar in every fucking thing. Stop it. All right. I know this episode stinks. You think I'm not aware? Hey, don't use ZipRecruiter. It's bullshit. Until ZipRecruiter starts spending some money here, I'm going to shit on their product. Oh, you can't hire people without a fucking paying somebody? Put an ad on Craigslist, asshole. Everybody's looking for work, I thought. Or maybe you need somebody to post on monster.com for you? Yeah, call ZipRecruiter if you're an asshole. Use promo code PodSaveAmerica. Google secretly logs users into Chrome whenever they log into a Google site. Google owns your shit. Quit trying to act like they don't. They can do whatever the fuck they want with all of us. They said, what does it take to get everybody to just give us all their shit? And it was a good email and Google Docs. It's over. When are they going to just start running the country? Who else would do it? I mean, Apple? Maybe. But, nah, Google owns way more info than Apple, though. And Facebook? Dude, they're going to get MySpace'd out by somebody eventually. Right? All right. I mean, it's short-sighted, but when I joined Twitter, I didn't think it was going to be endless. You know, it felt like, oh, this will be a thing we all enjoy for a few years, and then it'll be something different. And it's just going forever. And now I'm just sitting there commenting on what's happening there. I'm like, what is this? I sit on Twitter waiting to comment on Twitter shit. So I don't even know what the point is anymore. But I can't stop scrolling on it. Indonesian teenager survives 49 days adrift at sea in fishing hut. Adrift at sea in fishing hut. Well, I'm assuming that it was like a hut on a boat. I'm not going to read about this. But 49 days adrift at sea. Man, that's drinking a lot of your own piss. Which I would imagine gets much easier. I'd think the first couple of times. Because you put it off as long as possible, I would think. You're like, I know I got to drink my own piss. But maybe I'll get found before that happens. And you're like, I'm thirsty. And then eventually you're like, well, here, it's go time. I'm going to have to... Yeah, I'm imagining you already have some pee and some receptacles around the old raft. You know, I'll give it a taste. And I can't imagine it tastes good. Because it's human waste. And But after you get past that first one, I guess you kind of, what else do you have to look forward to? 49 days out there. You're like, oh, can't wait to get a little more of my own urine. It's the only, so I guess you could, well, he's in a fishing hut. You're eating fish. So that's more enjoyable. You're like, I'll have a nice, I don't know what kind of fish you got out there. You got a tuna? Well, that's big. But anyway, I'm going to have some fish and pee. Well, glad he's doing well. All right, let's end this fucking atrocity of a show. This episode is garbage. I've learned nothing. But maybe tomorrow. We'll see how it goes. Well, I mean, I'll do a show tomorrow, but maybe it'll be better. It could be worse. There's been worse episodes than this one, hasn't there? I don't know. I don't keep a ranking. Maybe I should go back and rank all the episodes from in order, like a Vulture article. I want this podcast to get so big that Vulture ranks all my episodes from best to worst. And I would think 502 would be below the halfway point somewhere. All right, see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.